Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 11, Tuesday, 2020, day 224. Today's topic, fasting and praying, success and prosper. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 86, verses 1 to 7. Nehemiah chapter 1. Verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 to 24. Proverbs 21, verse 4. Today's main passage from Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 12th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that has survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. They said to me, "Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire." When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Then I said, "Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps His covenant of love with those who love Him and keep His commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands, decrees and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man." I was cupbearer to the king. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, the topic I received today is fasting and praying, success and prosper. The first six chapters of Ezra records the first wave of the Israelites returning to Jerusalem after being captive to Babylon, and that was 537 to 515 BC. Ezra led the second wave to return back, and that was 458 to 433 BC. Nehemiah led the third wave to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall and to bring renewal to obey God's law and worship. And that was 445 to 432 BC. And the priests and Levites assigned to their own task and for God's people to make their offerings according to designated times. All those signs and wonders happened in Nehemiah's time, started with the fasting records in today's passage. Nehemiah's fasting led him to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit to do everything in the right timing and had that anointing to lead God's people to complete God's assigned tasks. Yes, fasting and praying, success and prosper. Today's catch is the seventh confirmation from God to me of his call to proclaim a fasting, to pray for the whole world in the midst of this pandemic and for God's people to be able to worship again in our churches. I have my sharing on my blog podcast the previous six times on July 27, 28, August 6, 7, 9, and 10. Our call to fast is from September 1st, Tuesday, to September 3rd, Thursday, to fast one meal or more for 3 days. But you are welcome to fast choosing any days or just one day or more days. The most important thing is that God is calling more people to fast and pray in the midst of this pandemic to cry out to him. Are you willing to join us to fast? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to join this fasting and praying campaign that Satan's plan to destroy God's people cannot succeed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.